Good morning. Welcome to the Ray of Hope Prayer Call. I am Reverend Donna Gunter, and I am so pleased to lead you in this time of prayer. As we continue on our journey through the devotional Jesus Calling, I would like to lift up this passage of scripture from Sarah Young's devotion today. It's Psalm 21, verse 6, and it says, "Surely you have granted him, them, unending blessings, and made him, them, glad with the joy of your presence." I would like to talk this morning from the topic, the sacrifice of time. The sacrifice of time. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. These are just a few common words of exaltation that we hear when we are in the assembly of the saints or when we're reading the Bible. And they are wonderful demonstrations and external acts of our love for God. And I can imagine that God is greatly pleased by these external acts. But just as much as God wants us to show forth our worship, our adoration, and our praise, God also wants to love on us in the same way. God says, just as much as you love me, I love you too, and I want to share in this love relationship. However, for God to do this, God says, I need you to bring the sacrifice of your time. And I know that often when we hear God wants our time, we hear God wants me to do something. God wants me to come to church. God needs me to come to Bible study. God wants me to join a ministry, to feed the homeless, to visit the sick, to set the captives free. And yes, God wants us to do all of that. But God also says, in order for us to do any of these things effectively, and with the right heart and motivation, you need to spend time with me. It's here in the one-on-one that we can strengthen and deepen our relationship. It's here in your secret closet that you can fully experience my love for you. Isn't that what we do with other relationships that are important to us? Isn't that what we do when we want to come to know and understand what the other person wants and enjoys? God says that when we draw close, God will draw close to us and tell us the unsearchable things that we know not of. God says, I will begin to reveal to you the plans I have for you. I will be able to guide you and instruct you in the way that I need you to go. God says, if you bring the sacrifice of your time, that wonderful intimate connection, then just as the psalmist said in Psalm 21 that I just read, you will receive unending blessings and be filled with great joy that comes from my presence. And your external expressions of your love for me will flow like living water into all that you encounter. Will you pray with me? Gracious, most loving, magnanimous God, we come before you, Lord, just lifting up the holy and righteous name of Jesus. We come, Lord, just expressing how much we love you and how much we adore you and how much we want to be with you. But God, we also come today committing ourselves to making space and time for you. We commit today, God, to take time to just be in your presence, to be still and know that you are God, to be able to feel your arms around us, to be able to just jump up in your lap and say that and tell you about the day that we had, the night that we had, the things that we're doing. God, we want to feel and experience the great love that you say that you lavish upon us because we are your children. And so God, we just come on this day, Lord, just saying thank you. We just say thank you for loving us. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you, God, for showing us the way that we need to go that we might transform this world into your kingdom. God, there is so much going on in the world today, and we know that you need us to come forth and to show how great and how good you are, to let the people know that all they have to do is taste and see that the Lord is good and that their lives will never be the same. God, we just ask that you will just continue to move in our lives and to give us what we need each and every day so that we can show the world that you are an amazing, an awesome, and a great God. Lord, we just want to continue to lift up our pastor before you. We pray that you would continue to give her what she needs, the rest, the relaxation, the peace, the calmness in this time of her sabbatical. And so that when she comes back, God, we know that she will be on fire. It's in the blessed name of your son, Jesus, that I pray. Amen. Amen. Have an awesome, wonderful, great day. And we pray that you will decide to join us again here next Wednesday for our prayer call, or that you will come and and join us for worship on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. You can come in person or you can join us on any of our social media platforms. God bless.